You may be seated, please. Praise the Lord. Are you excited?
Yes.
I'm more than you excited. You know that? You know why? Because I always come, whenever I come here, I feel myself to learn, because I come to know about the kingdom in this church only. Amen. And that changed my life altogether. And not only he changed my life, but he's changing others' life too. Our church was a charismatic, Pentecostal type of the church. But Pastor Earl had changed into the Kingdom Church. Wow. You are impacting our country and influencing our ministry. Because this is the way we should understand the kingdom. Hallelujah. And you guys are doing great. Thank you so much. You're praying for us. And we need that. As we have heard so many stories in about the China. And we, you know, always see that sometimes we see so many oppositions. But at the same time, we have also in India. And but you know, I believe in the Word of God. I don't believe the others' reports. Bible says the kingdom of His government shall be increased, and there will be no end.
Right.
Hallelujah. So, in spite of all these oppositions, I have seen the kingdom of God is growing there, and I'm a part of that. I'm so happy that God has, you know, teaching me so many principles of the kingdom. I'm learning. At the same time, I'm teaching. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we take so much time in learning. We're learning and we're learning and we end our life in learning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's a time of teaching too.
Yes.
So be careful. It's good heart that you're learning, but it's better when you teach. Hallelujah. And teach through your life.
Yes.
Not merely the words, but the people will definitely understand the gospel of the kingdom through your lifestyle.
Yes.
So the lifestyle should match with the Word of God.
Right.
Then the church will grow.
Yes.
Then people will accept the kingdom and the Lord Jesus. So we need to be an example of His kingdom. You know, it's a matter of what you know. I've read Bible so many times. I don't remember how many times, but I know one thing, that when God started talking to me and when He told me that who you are, that changed my life. Before that, I was teaching about God, teaching about His Son, Jesus Christ, and teaching about what He has done on the face of the earth. And I have been telling all these stories, whatever, you know, is written in the Bible. One day, I was sitting in my old sofa in my home. It was a rented house. And suddenly something happened in my spirit. Do you know who you are? And that very moment, God started talking to me. You are the Son of God on earth. You should understand your position.
Yeah.
You are not a person who born in a country called India. You're not coming from your old poor background. You should understand who you are. And that very moment, God changed my mentality altogether. And He told me, you are on earth for a purpose.
Yeah.
Because in those days, I was learning more about the kingdom. And I've been hearing the message of Pastor Earl. Whenever you are coming here, you know, 3 years back, something happened, changed something. And that very moment, I started thinking about me, that I am the child of God. My history is not India. My history is heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I have come from the Father above.
Yes.
He sent me for a purpose on earth, and the heaven is backing me up.
Yes.
That very moment changed my life. It's a matter of what you know. It's not a matter of what you are.
Right.
Some people do not know what they are, and they always feel what they are. They feel like what they are.
Right.
You know what happened when you understand the royalty? The royalty will seek you.
Yes.
You not need to seek the royalty. When you understand who you are, the royalty will seek you. In a very moment, you know what happened? 3 years back, God gave me my own house after that thinking changed. Because I was in a rented house, somebody came and gave me $80,000 in that in my country. That person is not from USA. That person from India. He gave me, in my rupees, it was 50 lakhs rupees, means $80,000. I said, buy your own house. God has said to me, house.
Yes.
Suddenly I found out that I am royalty now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I have plenty of testimony about this, how God provided the things. You know, I never prayed for my needs, because he already told me the keys 30 years before that you no need to tell God what your needs are. You have to just walk in this royalty. You always believe that God is going to provide you. Hallelujah. So he provided everything best, because this is not my message though, so I don't want to waste time in this, but this is my testimony. You know, when you know the truth will make you free.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The reality is that we all are royal family.
Yes.
You believe or not,
yes,
that's your problem. But if you believe, you not belong to the country called the USA.
Right.
If you believe that you belong to the heaven.
Yes.
And in heaven, there is a Father. His name is Jehovah God. He is your Father. He is your King.
Yes.
And he has a son too. His name is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And he's the King of
Kings.
Yes. And he's the Lord of
Lords.
You are the Lord on earth and you are a King on earth.
Yes.
Believe that?
Yes.
If you believe, clap for the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm talking to the royal family right now.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Don't look at me, I'm Indian. Look at me, I'm from heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It will change your mentality altogether.
Yes.
I don't look to you like you're American. I always look like you are US, not your citizen. You're a citizen of heaven.
Yes.
You're a child of God sitting here. And you have a purpose. You know, always whenever God does things, he has a purpose. You have to fulfill your purpose.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you don't know, find out. And you will know through your Bible. Hallelujah. So, I just want to give you a little bit what God has poured in my spirit about the symbol of the kingdom. You know, if you have a kingdom, these symbols you should have. The king should have these three key symbols, then we can define him that he is king because of these three symbols. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So first of all, if you want to know who is the king among the general people or this, you know, ordinary people, you will always come to know through one symbol if he has a crown on head.
Yes.
The crown represents that he is what?
King.
I think we have some pictures over there. So if you can show the crown. The crown represents the power.
Right.
If king has a Because you know, king, when king bonds, he bonds like an ordinary person. But something always changed his personality there because of the symbols he has. So first of all, the king has a symbol of crown. Crown represents the power. Yeah. Hallelujah. While I'm sharing this thing with you, I'm also feeling that I'm talking to the kings. How many believe you are king on earth? Yeah. Hallelujah. Your prince and princess, your king and queens is sitting here, and God is telling me that I should share these symbols so you should understand who you are. Yeah. Hallelujah. So crown represents the power. Yeah. And Bible says, according to the Gospel of John, 1st chapter and 12th verse, and it says something, and it's written here. Please read it. But as many has received him as our personal Savior, as our Lord, when whoever received him, to them he gave the right or the power to become what? The child of God. Say, I have a power. I have a power to become child of God because I have accepted my Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have accepted, you have a power. And power represents what? The crown. Bible says in Acts of the Apostle, 1st chapter and 8th verse, and it says something, and it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Yeah. That means the one thing will define you, you have a crown or a power when the Holy Spirit will come. And we know that in the second chapter of Acts of the Apostles, and we know that day of Pentecost, something happened. If you read further, it says something that when they were all together, 120 people were together praying. And at that very moment, the Holy Spirit came with a mighty wind. Hallelujah. So first nation was established. The kingdom was established with 120 people. And they all filled with the power. And they all got the crown. You know why I'm saying they got the crown? If you read the third verse of this chapter, second verse, second chapter, third verse, it says something. Yes. Then appeared to them the divided tongue. And what happened then? Divided tongues of fire, and one set upon each one of them. Say, each one of them. What happened? They got the Holy Spirit, and they have given the sign of the divided tongue. That was the sign of the crown. Have you seen the crown? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And they were receiving the Holy Spirit as a power, and that was a sign of the crown. Power. You are having a crown on your head. When you have accepted the Lord, you got the power to be a child of God. When in the palace, you know, in a palace, when child born in the king's house, who becomes he automatically? The future king. Yeah. And the prince. Hallelujah. And when we born in the spirit through the Father, Bible says we become the child of God. Amen. So we automatically becomes royal family. And we have to have the crown. That is the sign God has given. If you have a Holy Spirit in your life, and when you become child of God, you have a crown. And the first nation was given the crown on that day, that you all are the kings on earth. You go and spread. That is why we have the Bible. That is why we have the kingdom, and that is why we have the knowledge of the word of God, because somebody went out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The first symbol is crown. This divided tongue, the sign of the crown. And that gives you power to pray. Power to talk to your Father. You don't need to ask permission. That is what the Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, that you can go to the throne because you have a grace.
Yes.
With the confidence we can go.
Yes.
We don't need to ask God, can I come in?
Come on.
You are a son.
Yes.
You are a son. You don't need to have permission. You can go anytime. That's why the Bible says pray without ceasing. Pray every day. Pray every time. You have access to go to Father because you are what? Who are what you are? And who are you on earth? Say, I'm king.
I'm
royal family.
I have authority.
I have a power. And I have a crown. You know, when devil sees us, he don't see our life, what we see ourselves in a mirror. When he sees the king is coming. And he sees the crown. And he say, oh, he's appointed by God on earth. And I have to leave now. Only one thing can allow him to operate. And that is only the ignorance. Our ignorance gives permission to devil to work in our life.
Right.
It's a matter of what you know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you go back from this church right now to your home, don't feel like you are an ordinary person. You are a king on earth and you have a crown. And devil knows and he recognizes that. And he always submit to this power because he cannot deny the power of Almighty God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So remember this thing. You are not an ordinary person on earth. You are a royal family and you have a crown in your life. Never ever think that you are only this person who works a very small job, gets a very small package of your salary. Don't feel like that because this is only the journey. After some time, if you change your mentality, God will make you the boss of your company. But you have to remember this. I was sitting in my rented house and I was thinking my life is in a mess. I will not accomplish anything. I'm not very educated, qualified and anything, you know. But I was just thinking one day God changed my life, my mentality automatically. I said, you who you are, remember. And God started blessing me after that.
Yes.
It's a matter of thinking. And the second thing, because I have little time, so I have to go fast. So second thing that king should have, and that's a symbol. The second symbol is the scepter. How many know about the scepter?
Yes.
Scepter is very important in the hands of the king.
Yes.
And you know that the scepter represents the authority.
Yes.
You know, the Queen Esther wanted to go without permission, without appointment to meet the king. So there was a law in those times, if you read Esther 4:11, it says that when the person who goes without any permission or when the king is not calling you and you're going by yourself, so it's dangerous to go without appointment and king has already gave a decree that whoever is, he should be killed without mercy. So nobody were dare to go to the king by himself. But one day, Queen Esther said, I will go without permission. If I die, I die. But only one thing can change, save my life. That is the scepter.
Yes.
If he raised the scepter through me and allows me, I will be saved. Otherwise, I will be die.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So scepter represents authority.
Right.
Psalm 45:6 is written here. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
That's it.
Psalm 110, 2. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Luke 10, 19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you. This is called power. This is called authority. God has given you scepter. I was just thinking, what is a scepter? God changed my philosophy where I was thinking. You know, whenever I share something, I always find out the where is in the Bible.
Right.
It's only merely I am thinking like this or somebody else's philosophy, or it's really in the Bible. So I was searching the scepter, how I can see that today we have a scepter because we are king on earth.
Right.
We have a crown. Where's the scepter? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that changed my life altogether when I heard this. Mark 16:17, and it says, these signs will follow those who believe in my name, and they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Right.
Lift your hands. Say, I have a scepter.
I have a scepter.
I will use it. Praise the Lord. You know, so many times we have, but we don't use. These hands of yours look like a very, you know, like a weak vessel. But you know, you don't understand when you lay your hand. The Bible doesn't say you lay hands and pray for 1 hour. Sometimes we say, go in the name of Jesus. Go. And the devil is not going out. And we are shaking. We're touching people and praying hours and hours. Nothing happened. You know why it's not happening? Because you don't believe in your hands. It's a matter of what you know. When you know, this hand is a scepter. And whenever I will touch, no need to pray. Just touch. If you pray, it's good. But how many times when you pray, that is a sign of disbelief also. But when you believe more in your authority, then you will say, my God has said already, I need not to pray. I just have to touch it. Because I believe this is the scepter God has given me. And you will touch and God will heal. How many believe that? Song of Solomon's 5:14. It says, I got this word in Old Testament. His hands are rods of gold. His hands are rods of gold. That means the hands of God is a scepter. You know, when God chose Moses was a very weak vessel. He was, you know, denying that in the beginning, I will not go. Then God, you know, talked to him and said, Don't worry, I will be with you. So he asked, what do you have in your hand?
Right.
He said, oh, I bought it in $20, that's rod, for the sheep only. Okay. But God said, don't worry, bring it. And what I will do, you know what he did, it's written in Isaiah 63 and 12. Who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arms? That means God was using his hand as a scepter and he was putting his arm together. So he became a scepter, and in the Old Testament, the weak hands of Moses became a scepter. And whenever he used to use that staff, this rod, God did a miracle.
That's right.
Whenever he used that one, you know, one day God said, you go and to talk to the Pharaoh and just leave your rod and on the floor and that will become a serpent.
Right.
So he did it like this. The Pharaoh was saying, okay, call my boys. He brought their own magicians and everybody, and they also put their rod. And that became also serpent. So Moses was surprised. No difference. But you know, the man of authority is more powerful than the authority of the world.
Right.
Hallelujah. You know what happened? This staff or rod of the serpent, what became of the Moses, he ate all. That's one serpent ate all the serpents. You know, this is the sign of authority. Maybe the devil is look like a very strong, but I one day in your life, in your family, if you use the authority of Jesus, one day the devil will definitely leave the house, leave the family, leave the situation, and he will go and he will be out of the situation, and you will see, yes, because God has given me the authority, that is why I am the winner. Don't lose hope. The day is coming. You should know who you are. You have a scepter. Your hand. Your hand is so powerful. You know, we don't have this authority by ourselves. This authority is given. So that's why the Moses was so much powerful person in Egypt, because he was carrying the authority. Hallelujah. So Bible says, Matthew 11, 8 chapter and 8 verse. And it says about one person who was a centurion. And he had a problem that his servant was sick at home. So Jesus said, I will go and lay my hands and pray. But he said, you don't need to come under my roof, because I'm a man of under authority. I know how authority works. Praise the Lord. Listen carefully. I know how authority works. I'm also a man under authority. My Lord is Caesar. He lives in Rome. I'm in Jerusalem. I'm in Israel. But I know one thing, that his authority works here. When I say someone, go, and he goes. When I say come on, someone, come, and he comes. And whatever I say, do, and that person does it. And you know, this is the authority I have in my words. Say words. Say, I have a scepter and works through my mouth. Say, my words are powerful. You know why? Because I understand the authority. Sometimes we say, oh, devil is after me, devil is doing this thing. You know, I don't think it will be, you know, do something good. I have done all the things. You didn't speak. You done. But did speak? Bible say, if you speak to the mountain.
Yes.
Bible doesn't say you pray and you dance before the mountain. You just shout and say, oh, very good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Christians are doing this thing in their problems. They're not using the tongue. I know how authority works. You just speak the word and my servant will be healed there. I believe you are a king. I know how authority works, and you are king on earth, and you just speak the word and my servant will be healed. You know, you should understand what you speak. Sometimes we want healing, but we say to everyone, I'm sick. You want healing? I have a problem in my marriage, but I expose all my problems to whole world through Facebook, through WhatsApp, through my messages, and I cry in front of the people. You don't know what I'm facing. I'm sorry, you're not using your authority. Don't speak negative. Speak, what do you want? What do you want? Sometimes we assassinate all our relationship by our words. And we want, Lord, heal this. Heal my marriage. God says, you already destroyed. The day you knew this is happening, you should understand your authority. Speak to devil. He will not touch your wife and life and your husband and your children and your business, in your job, in every situation where you are in. You should know you are authority. You are more powerful on earth than devil. Because you are man under authority. You're not on earth just like ordinary person. Remember who you are. Your word has a power. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Authority works through your statement. In 1 Timothy 5:22, Paul knew the authority of laying hands. So he said to Timothy, he was a young fellow and used to touch everything. So he said, Timothy, do not lay hands on anyone hastily because you don't know the power. Not hastily means don't misuse it. I know the power of the hand. This is the scepter God has given you. Sometimes we touch the things we should not touch. Sometimes we make friends and we lay hands and shake hands with the people we should not have the friendship. Sometimes we don't understand to whom we are hanging around and who's going to ruin your life. That's why Bible say the authority you should understand. Hallelujah. So it's important to understand your authority. God has given you a crown, that is a power, and God has given you the scepter, and that scepter will work through your life, and God will give you the authority, and he has already given you authority to trample the serpent and the demons. You know, sometime back, I think it was 20 years back, I met a man of God, and I had a chance to meet him for 30 minutes. So he was in his hotel room, and I went inside. I asked him to come. He allowed me. And his name is Dr. D.G.S. Dinakaran. And this man is very famous in India. And he used to see Jesus face to face. And he had so many great ministry. He was worked very well. And this fellow was a renowned person who knows more about God. So I was going through much tough time of my life that time. I'm talking about the 1992, long time back. And I shared all my problems with him. So he said, he didn't say much word. He said, let us pray. And he lay hands on me. And he's starting talking to me like this. He was speaking another tongue and translating it. And he was saying, I will train you as I trained Moses. And many, many things he added. I forgot those things. But I just remember one thing more. That was, he said, the day will come when devil will tremble before you. You will cast out demons. In all these years, I was waiting for this to be happen. And I used to pray and, devil came out. But it was not very much active ministry in my life. But one day God spoke to me and said, you know what? How to defeat devil? How devil trembles in front of the man of God? Only one thing, if you have something. What? He said, if you know what Bible says about you and what Bible says about devil. The devil will tremble before you. Not that, that doesn't mean that you should be active like this. You should be casting out devil. You know, it happens. That's also acts of the, man of God. Or this is also connected with the gospel. Whenever Jesus went, he just cast it out, demons. But because, you know, why he could cast out the demons? Because demons wanted to go out by himself. They didn't say, you cannot take us out. No demon said to Jesus, you have no authority to take us out. They wanted to go out because they recognize who he is. Because they recognize he was the Son of God. He recognized, and Jesus knew who they are. That was a thing between the knowledge. Hallelujah. If you have a knowledge of the word of God, Satan will tremble before you. Amen. The second service I'm going to share, if you can come for the second service, I will tell you how God defeated devil. So the authority God has already given you. So it's a matter of what you are. So now I think the Lord said in those days that Satan will tremble before you. This is the time he's trembling. This is the time he's trembling.
Yes.
Because I'm sharing the what? The knowledge.
Yes.
I know the knowledge of what has happened, and why God has given his authority. And I'm just learning and I'm sharing. So this is the time devil is trembling before me.
Come on.
When you are ignorant, ignorance is a playground of devil.
That's right.
But when you know, devil has to go. He has no power. That's why the Bible says resist. And what he will do?
Flee.
Who makes him flee? Your authority.
That's right.
Resist. This is scepter. You know who you are. That makes him flee.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, the third thing I want to share with you. First is crown. Second is scepter, the symbol of the kingdom. And the third is the censer. Censer means the fragrance. That was a utensil like, and they put all the fragrance inside, and that was used for this purpose. Whenever king is going to the throne of his where he wanna sit, before that, this censer with the fragrance that used to go before the king, and he controls all the atmosphere, makes it very pleasant for the king to sit down, and that was a sign that king is coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was a sign. The censer used to bring the fragrance, odor or aroma. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A censer today represents the influence. Say influence. You guys are influencing our country, India. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're influencing our ministry. What you have done? You brought the fragrance of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And that is why we are all under that atmosphere of the fragrance. And what is the fragrance represents today? 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, and 14th verse, still 17th verse, it says something. And it says, 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, and 14, and it says, now thank be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Say every place. Now thanks to be God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through our diffuses. Say diffuses. What is the meaning of diffuses? Opening.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He opens what? The knowledge. He is opening the knowledge in everywhere. And God is telling you, us, you are a fragrance. For the world. Where? Every place. For the good or for the evil. For everyone, you are a fragrance. Hallelujah. If you go further, you'll find out God is made already you influential.
Yes.
If you are a knowledgeable person. Carrying Bible will never give you knowledge. Hallelujah. I was driving with someone in America long time back, and this fellow was driving car, and I saw the Bible in his driving seat, nearby the driving seat. I said, "You carry Bible?" He said, "This Bible always here, and I always carry Bible." I said, "Very good. Do you read?" You know, sometimes people use Bible like a sleeping pills. You know, they read. And they have a testimony. "Brother, I just read 2 lines of the Bible and makes me so much sleep well. And I slept very well. I just..." You know, Bible is not for the sleeping. It's for the waking up. Some people use this Bible like a... they don't have a, you know, bad dreams. So they put this Bible under the pillow. And they feel like, if this Bible is nearby, I will not have bad dreams. This Bible is not for that purpose. This Bible is for to know.
Yes.
The knowledge of his... God, or everywhere God wants to use us like a fragrance.
Yes.
How much you know about the Bible? Sometimes we don't bring Bible at church. We don't read at home. We feel like when I'm driving, I just, you know, pull the Christian radio. And sometimes they speak so much garbage and we just get it there. Sometimes we open the TV and we saw some prosperity picture. Money is coming! Money is coming! Money is coming! And we always feel like, I should also do like this. Money is coming. And never comes. We're misguided by the wrong messages. I don't have time. I have to preach second service. So I'm not telling more about it. You know, it's all in my mind. It's coming. The second message is coming right now. Praise the Lord. So, knowledge makes you strong.
That's right.
Knowledge makes you influential.
That's right.
And that will take you to the whole world.
Yes.
Not because of you are who you are. Because of what you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Hosea 4:6 says, "My people perish because of lack of knowledge." Lack of knowledge means, I was surprised to hear this message, this verse. You know, Bible says, "My people perish." It's a very wrong statement. Look like God could not do anything. Look like that he saw his people perishing and could not do. Because of one thing. Because the people on earth did not know about God. They had no knowledge. They were foolish. They were foolish. They did not read Bible. They did not make themselves knowledgeable about God. They did not talk to the people of God. "Oh, tell me about this verse." They didn't go to the pastors. "And please tell me, I don't understand this verse." Please, they did not recollect the knowledge. They were busy in making money, paying their bills. They didn't have the time for the word of God. That is why they are perish. They did not have the knowledge of God. You know, when I come to know that I'm a child of God on earth, it changed my life. That was a knowledge.
Right.
I didn't know this thing. And that changed my life. The knowledge will change you.
Yes.
It's not only that I'm talking the Christian stuff. I'm not talking the Christian stuff. It's not a Christian stuff. This is the reality.
Right.
This is true. You are on earth for a purpose. And you understand the purpose. So crown is the power, scepter is the authority, and the censer, that's fragrance, is the influence, and that is the knowledge of the word of God.
Yes.
Spread the knowledge of the word of God. When you come to this church, when you go to your house, your family, and your businesses, in your jobs, always influence the people. You should understand the knowledge, and you should come to the church if you don't know the knowledge. You know, they changed my life. You bring the people inside and let them know the knowledge of God. Of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's pray.